So there's this guy that, you know, I've been talking to for the past few months. Yeah, longer than 8 months, but not up to a year, right? And trust me, he's my spec. Yeah, he's my spec. He's dark. He has beards. He has a goatee. He has a very beautiful and fine lips. Definitely, he's smart, and above all, he's a believer. Just so you know, so it doesn't look like, somebody is already moving out of the lane. But yeah, he's a believer. He's smart. And there's just this kind of way we connect and then we vibe that makes me so in love with this guy. Alright. And we've been in this friend zone for the longest of time, because we cannot be vibing on this level and then you tell me that I'm just your friend. But as a lady now, I can't keep my cool. I can't keep my cool. So I've been praying and waiting for him to pop the question. But as my guy, no, do normal now. Myself, I kept it and then I just settled in my mind that, okay, maybe I'm just a friend to him, right? And not to assume, which is the best, actually. So we just kept on doing that. So 2 days after Valentine, my God came through. So Bechukwu indeed did it for me. He popped the question, Faith, will you be my girlfriend? Well, I was surprised and not surprised at the same time. I was in between, honestly, because I'm like, Baboyi, Fumini, heads up, at least kinti emo one or two pay. Because actually on Valentine's Day, I wasn't really expecting to Valentine's Day, because I don't like the paparazzi that comes with Valentine and all of those things. I guess he knew that was, I didn't do it that day, so he had to wait 2 days before. So he popped the question and stuff. Well, I'm happy now. So, greetings from my man and I. But then the thing is, what actually happened before the popping of the question, right? What actually happened before we left the friend zone, or what happened during the friend zone? Welcome all to your favorite podcast with your favorite podcaster, your one and only melanin extract, your one and only melanin popping, your one and only vibe raiser, your one and only energy giver, your one and only just lover, your one and only what? Your one and only chubby choco. Yeah. Okay, let's be serious. That will not take much time. Yeah, so welcome once again to your favorite podcast show with your favorite girl, your one and only Abby Faith Oluwa. What? Oluwa to sing. Yes. So, I know you guys, we are so engrossed with my story. So chubby choco, ti loko ve, o ti lade, o ti lori adive ye. But that wasn't my story. That was for someone else. I was just saying, everyone was silent. More sorrow everywhere. Well, you like love things, though. You like love gists. You like love story. But then, it's one of those things. Make my story just sweet like that. But then, I'm very, very confident that God still writes beautiful scripts, beautiful love scripts. And trust me, is if you see my own, now scroll God use. Not be say this thing. Scroll. She must scroll. That one that Moses Timothy alone in the Bible. That's the one that God is using for me. Yes. So let's jump right into what we have today. All you need to know about the talking stage part one. Yes. All you need to know about the talking stage part one. So the thing is, talking stage, it can be a bittersweet experience. Trust me. The talking stage can be a bittersweet experience depending on what you do with it and how you handle it. Alright. Depending on what you do with it and how you handle it. Now for me, let me say, I've been in two serious talking stages. Talking stages. God, I beg. Well, then I've actually been in two talking stages, and to the glory of God, I'm alive and well. I didn't die, right? And I'm not carrying the banner up and down that you pay me, you know, pay me. But then you have to live the experiences and learn from it. Well, really, what is talking stage? So when I actually raised the Vox Pop last week asking how long they can stay or how long a person should stay in a talking stage, I got series and series of opinions which for me I feel are valid. Because I really can't tell what your experiences have been with the other gender and all, but I could not really judge or say anything as to their decision, as to what their decision is, or as to what your decision was. But all I can say is, from this particular episode, you kind of learn some things, and that is actually why I actually had to come out with the opinion of having a podcast where I discuss the little yet significant things in relationships and life generally, where you get to learn things that you would naturally not consider, or things that you naturally not think of, or maybe you think of them but it escaped your mind, right? That is why I'm doing all of this. So the talking stage. So all you need to know about the talking stage. So really, what is the talking stage? You see, for the world system, all right, because I am a believer, and whatever my Bible tells me to do is what I will do, right? It might not be easy. In fact, it is not easy, because it is against what my flesh, what I would normally want to do, right? So it is not even easy to abide by those principles and rules, but then it is just normal that, or it is just wise that I follow it, because I'm not of the world, because I'm not ordinary, right? So, but the world system, because while I was making my research, all I was seeing was having sex, going out on dates, cohabiting, getting to know. I'm like, wow. As much as it is not bad, I feel like there is more to all of those things, right? And I strongly believe that is why most talking stage don't eventually lead to a real relationship, right? Because you tend to major on the minor things and minor on the major things. I'm not saying you should not start asking, what do you see on your, how do you, all this kind of deep question that you're supposed to be asking in the relationship. I'm not saying you should start asking from the talking stage, but I'm saying there are some things that you should get to know and learn of this person before you decide to be in a real relationship with this person. Now, for the world system, the talking stage basically is all about texting, talking, and touching. That's the three things, right? The world system, when you see someone, you like someone, you're feeling this person, the person is feeling you, you start talking, you start texting, you start touching, you start going on dates, and that is all. So they get to decide whether they want to go into every relationship based on those factors. But then the talking stage is way more than all of those things. It is way more than that. Now, the talking stage is that point where you want to use your head, where you want to use your heart, where you want to use your eyes, and where you want to use your mind, right? Now, the world system would tell you to use your eyes and your body to determine whether you go into a relationship, right? But if you are someone that is mindful of what you want to do and what you want from a particular relationship, if you are in a talking stage with someone, you need to go in with your head, your eyes, your mind, and your heart, right? And what will you be doing? You are doing way more than talking. You are observing, you are watching, right? As much as you are talking, definitely, because obviously it's a talking stage, right? But as much as you are talking, you are also observing, because there is more to see than what is being said, right? There's more to know than what is being said. You need to observe, you need to check patterns, right? Because now the talking stage is that point where everybody wants to be Mr. Lover Lover. Do you get? Everybody wants to be perfect gentleman, wants to be Mr. Nice Guy. Everybody wants to be that, even for the ladies too. So when I say that, it should be from both ends, right? Now, everybody wants to be good, right? And during my research and all of this, I learned that the talking stage is also called the honeycomb phase. Can you imagine? It is sweet at this point, right? Because you're just getting to know this person. So you're trying to impress this person. You're trying to expose the best part of you to this other person, right? But much more than that, as much as you do that, you should also try to get feedbacks from this other person, either passively or actively, right? So if this person tells you, okay, let me say, if you ask, are you a lazy person? And the person's like, no, do I look like a lazy person? I'm not a lazy person. But then you see that this person is not serious with work. This person finds it hard to do chores. This person takes matters of the art or important things lightly. You know that something is wrong somewhere, right? So as much as you talk, as much as you believe what is being said, you need to learn to observe. You need to open your mind, open your brain, open your head, right? And observe. So now, talking stage is actually the critical, I don't want to call it the most critical, but then it is a critical stage where you build foundation for your real relationship, right? So for instance, if you are trying to if you're trying to raise a building, right, you first lay a foundation, right? Now, laying a foundation is not enough, right? Laying a foundation is not enough, but how you lay the foundation is also important. Now, the foundation that you will lay for a bungalow is going to be different from the foundation you will lay for a story building. Now, the foundation you will lay for a story building is going to be different from the foundation you will lay for a mansion, right? So you cannot lay a foundation of a bungalow for a mansion. It will collapse. Will it last? This one you won't even enter rainy season. Oh my, brutal. You're not going to even reach Kenya. Everything will just crumble. Do you get my point? Right. You don't want to build on the foundation of your relation if you know it is going somewhere. Because there are some people that I know that they are just going to ask, okay, are you in for, you know, one or two, or are you in for a real? They are going to ask you straight up, no wasting of time, right? No wasting of time. Sorry for the background noise. I'm actually at home, that's why. But moving on, yeah. So you're not going to like build your foundation on what you know will not last, or in the long run they can do without it. Do you get? Now, let's use sex as an example, because this is a very common example. Sex is everywhere. My neighbor then will tell me sex is overrated, and actually looking at it critically, it is. Honestly, it is. You don't want to build your relationship on that. You don't want to build something long-term or something significant on that alone. In fact, that at all, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Now, the talking stage is also called the pseudo relationship. It's something that is acting as if it is something, but then it is not. That is why, yes, I have to say they chop breakfast for talking stage. Because actually, it is a form of relationship. Talking stage is a form of relationship, but then it is still not a real relationship. It is not exclusive yet. Right? There is no form of commitment, so to speak. There's no form of commitment in a way. The person can choose not to give you the vibes again. You get my point? There is little or no commitment in a talking stage. Right? So that alone is even like a determinant. Right? That is in itself. The fact that there is little or no commitment is a determinant to know if this person is actually being serious with you. Right? So now, let me address the Q&A question that I asked before I go to the main stuff that I have for, which is the importance of a talking stage. And I'll be dishing out three importance of the talking stage. But before then, I want to address the Q&A that we had last week, right? So yeah, how long is too long for a relationship? So for me, basically, for one that I had, it lasted about, well, we've been friends before then, but it lasted about 4 months. 4 months, yeah. Let's say 3-4 months before, you know. And even when we got to like the talking stage, it was looking like, you know, my friend that I don't gel before, you know, practically everything. So talking stage then is just like a continuation of the friends that we used to be, but then there's just a sort of commitment, so to speak, a sort of accountability, so to speak. Right? Why would you be in a talking stage with more than one person? First of all, don't do that. You're not in a talking stage. Speech alone, so. You're not in a talking stage. That's a speech. Mm-mm. So mine was, it lasted about three to four months before, you know, everything clear. Let me say I chop breakfast, but everything clear. That is a different thing. You just calm down. Don't laugh. It is not even funny. I'm hungry. No, I'm not angry, actually. But then lasted about 3 to 4 months. But then, I want you to understand that. Now, a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, shout out to Adesodun Tolulope. Yeah, so he mentioned that, because I actually also like spoke to a few of my friends about this. And then he said that the single fact that we actually have a duration for this makes it flawed already. And I can't agree less. So now the fact that, you know, there's a way people will actually catch cruise till it becomes a norm, right? There's a way people will catch cruise till it becomes a normal thing, right? Now, normally on Twitter, people can go to Twitter and say that, why go they talking stage for 13 months? Now they stammer. Why go they talking stage for 1 year? What's up? The person did death. All of this kind of funny stuff. And yeah, we laugh about it, but subconsciously it registers in our mind that, okay, why would I be talking to somebody for more than 13 months, 6 months, and then, you know, you're just... And then there's no this thing. Now, the thing is, let me break it down. Number one, it depends on the kind of person you're actually dealing with, right? It depends on the kind of person you're actually... That is why I said initially that you have to observe, right? As much as you are talking, you have to use your head, you have to use your mind and your heart to observe much more than talking, right? Now, as much as there, you know, people shade about it and stuff, I've actually seen Well, I actually read it on Twitter, and they had proofs for that. They were in a talking stage or friend zone talking stage for about 13 months, and then it ended in a relationship. For someone like me, you cannot come and tell me that after we vibe for 2 weeks, you now ask me you be my girlfriend. Ah, oh my God, no, it will be bad. It won't be nice. I get the fact that you want to know straight up, shomashi aboshi, you go do abi you no go do. We feel run am abi we no feel run am. But I personally feel that from your conversation, from your normal, from the normal conversation you have with this person, right, you ought to know if this person is ready for a relationship at that particular point or not, if you're ready to wait for this person or not. It is not a do or die thing. That is why I mentioned initially or earlier that there is little or no commitment, so you have the choice to move or to wait, but not to do the two. So you can't be chopping fish outside and trying to pray. Don't do that. Don't do that to somebody's child. Don't do that. Right, I get the fact that okay, you want to know straight up that okay, are you ready for this or you're not ready for this, but I personally feel like during your normal conversation, you know if this person is ready or not, you know if this person is healing from a process or not, you know if this person is trying to, you know, get to know themselves first or not, you know if this person just wants to, you know, catch cruise or not, you know if this person really wants a real relationship or not, just from your normal just from the normal conversations that you have. And if this person is not giving a hint, if you feel like you've known this person from a certain kind of level and you ask this question and this person says no, you can move. Like I said, it's not a do or die thing. That is why there's little or no commitment to it, either as the person that is asking the question or as the person receiving the question. And yes, I want to say something too. As the person receiving the question, you should not be manipulative or user of men out that you want to eat your cake and have it, right? Let's say for instance you tell someone, okay, I'm not ready for a relationship, I don't want a relationship now. I don't want a relationship now. I'm healing. I'm trying to get to know myself better. I'm finding purpose and all. It is fine to remain as friends with this person if the person is willing to stay friends with this person. But what will be wrong is if you tell this person this and you still expect that kind of relationship with that person. Like the kind of relationship they used to have with you, you expect it after telling the person you are not ready for an exclusive relationship. That would be wrong. In fact, that would be selfish of you. So now the thing is, if this person decides to stay that way with you, fine. If this person decides not to talk to you again, fine. If the person decides to stay friends with you, high friends or cool friends, fine. But you are not a determinant of that, and you have no right to get angry because it is their decision and it is also your decision to choose. Do you get? So I hope that's clear now. I hope we're really clear so we don't have issues on that again when something like this pops up, right? You don't have any right to be angry at this person because they are not giving you the energy. That would be wrong of you. Get. Now, I was saying it depends on the person, right? So people are slow to making critical decisions like that. So you can't force the person to make such decisions, right? So people are slow to. Some people don't know what they want. Some people are not just ready. Some people don't want to rush it, right? So you put in a time frame and generalizing that, okay, the world system should follow this, is very wrong. Because I was saying that variety is the spice of life. The single fact that some people actually, maybe they used to date this person and then they broke up, they had another relationship, and then they later got married to the first person they did, you can't even put a cap on it, actually. You can't, it is relative to whatever situation or circumstance that comes around it. So you can't put a cap on it. If it is 2 weeks that works for you, that is for you. If it is 5 weeks that works for this person, let it be 5 weeks. If it is 6 months that works for this person, let it be 6 months. If it is 13 months that works for this person, let it be. If it is 1 year, 2 years that works for this person, let it be 1 year, 2 years, because they are all different stories for different situations. You can't put a cap on critical situations like that. You can't put a cap to it. It's just like how people respond to hormones and how hormones work in the body. The same way a lady will tell you that, okay, maybe during her menstrual cycle, she's always craving stuff. Some other persons might not feel it. Some other persons, it might be that they sleep a lot. Some other persons, maybe managing stress. Some people, when they are stressed, you're going to know from their face that they're really stressed. Some people, when they are stressed, they begin to have pimple and all. So for me now, when I'm stressed, I get fatter. Not like extra fat, but then I have stress fat. So it's just relative, it's just different, right? You can't put a cap on it. The single fact that you're saying, okay, everybody must, if it is longer than 3 months, 6 months, then they stand up. Don't do that. People are actually different. Different stories for different situations, right? So I hope I've dealt with that. So it depends on what you want. It depends on what you guys want for that relationship, right? It depends on the goal for the relationship. For me now, if I just want to hang out with you, and I want us to be buddies, at least 2 months is okay for me to get to know you, and then go do all right. We can hang out and stuff. But for an exclusive relationship, 2 months is not it for me, right? It can be too much for you, and that is fine, because that is you. You can't really put a cap on it, right? It is not something that. It is not a certain principle, a certain law, that this is what it must be. Do you get my point? So yeah, I hope I've been able to explain that no matter how long your talking stage is, the most important thing is that you guys know what you want and you guys know what you are doing. Right? If you guys know what you want and you know what you are doing, the how long is too long, you will know it maybe during the second week of that relation or of that stage of the friend zone. You will know it like during the second week. You will know if you know what you are doing and you know what you want. You will know how long is too long for you. So you don't have to choose for somebody else. You don't have to determine for the world. You don't have to shame another person's decision for waiting too long or not. Right? You get my point. Yeah. So before we move into the importance of the talking stage, I want you to understand that let me see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's say there are basically 4 to 5 things you need to look at if you want your talking stage to not be crazy for you, to not be messy for you. If you don't want a messy talking stage, because talking stage to me, they can be very, very stressful, because that's when you start asking questions like you want to apply for a job. They can be very, very messy. Now, for you to avoid all of these things, maybe heartbreaks, breakups, situationships, and all of those things, for you to avoid all of those things, I have about 4 to 5 things you need to look into. Right, 4 to 5 things you need to look into to actually avoid the messy part of the talking stage or of the talking stage. Now, number one, how well it is going. Now, you need to know how well your talking stage is going. You can't be telling me, except you're only doing it for the vibes and cruise, and it is mutual. right? If it is, I want you to now. You measure the wellness of your talking stage by knowing how well it is going, how mutual is this energy, is this feeling. Now, the girl cannot tell me she's just doing vibes and cruise with you, and then you are taking it as a real relationship and tell me that it is going well. We won't do that. And now that is why I'm going to go back to the fact that I said that you must actually, more than the talking, you must actually use your head, your heart, your mind and your eyes to observe. She might tell you, yes, she wants something real, but then she's not acting it out. Something is definitely wrong. Her actions will definitely show. She might not be picking your calls regularly. She might be replying late. She might be avoiding certain questions. She might not be taking you serious. Things like that. You need to know how well. You need to observe and know how well it is going. Number two, you need to know how deep it is going. You can't tell me you want a real relationship and avoid asking deep-rooted, important questions. You can't tell me your relationship is getting solidified or going somewhere and then you are avoiding certain kinds of questions. How can you be saying you want to be in a relationship with someone and you don't know their boundaries, you don't know what drives them, you don't know their principles, and you go on dates regularly and then you ask what's your favorite movie, what's your favorite color? That is not enough to solidify a strong relationship. It is not enough. You need to know things that are vital, things that are important. You can't say you are growing a strong relationship and then you're avoiding the deep-rooted question. No, you won't do that. Now you need to know how often they try to dodge or avoid decisions and questions. This is one way for you to know whether this talking stage is going somewhere, is leading somewhere or not. You need to know how often they avoid questions and making decisions. You need to watch that. Answering of questions too. Answering of questions on certain things, on certain situations. You need to observe that. You need to observe that and consider that. And you also need to watch how much they are willing to put into that friendship. Because if at the point of being an acquaintance or friend, they can't actually commit to that particular friendship, depending on what you want or depending on what commitment means to you, right? Then there is something wrong. So you need to know how much they are willing or how much they have invested or put in that friendship. Remember I said friendship because you guys are still friends. A talking stage is not a relationship, but it is a form of relationship. It is not a relationship, but a form of relationship. Right? So now let's move into the importance of talking stage, which is like the bulk of what we have here. So I said I'll be mentioning three, right? Three important why the talking stage is really, really important and not something you should avoid. So you're not just seeing someone and then, I like you, will be my girlfriend. Mm-mm. Don't rush. I know say they rush, but don't rush it. Now, number one. The talking stage is actually really, really important to build friendship. To build friendship, you must learn how you both communicate. You must learn how you both respond to things. You must learn how you both respond and react to things. Friendship is a big deal. Friendship is a big deal. And you know, there are different forms and different dynamics to friendship. The way I will relate to Shade will be different from the way I will relate to Shola, right? So there are different dynamics of friendship. So you need to understand the dynamics of the kind of friendship you have with this person and then you build it up from there. You must build friendship. You know, Pastor Kingsley said something that Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred said something that the bulk of what marriage is friendship. What will eventually keep you in marriage is friendship. Same thing goes for relationship. What will eventually keep you in a relationship is friendship. It's the fact that you guys are friends. The fact that you guys can, you know, beyond the I love you, I miss you, I want to be with you, I care about you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Above all, above and beyond that, you guys should be able to talk like friends, like geez, maybe like buddies, like paddies. You get my point? You see, relationship is not for two strangers, but for two friends. Guy, it is not. You should be able to sit down and talk to him that, Omo, wait till you do no self too. You know, like, it does not make sense now. Normal. And you should be able to, like, relate on this kind of level with them. Right? Relationship is not for two strangers. It's not for one stranger and one friend, but for two friends. You get my point? You see, the talking stage is that point where you transition from strangers to acquaintance and then to friends. Mind you, see, the transitioning of being strangers or from acquaintance to then moving to relationship is what makes the talking stage. So you can't even escape it. You can't even escape it. From that point where you're like, Omo, this guy, bless you. I defeat this guy now. Then two, hi, what's up? How are you? I'm good. How was your day? Fine. Two, babe, how are you doing now? How's your day? This and that one. The point you move from that first part to the last part, the inside of it is what the talking stage is. So you can't even. Now imagine moving from the acquaintance then relationship. Now see how flawed that relationship is already. So the happenings and activities within the transitioning is what is called the talking stage. So you can't even escape it. So you need to build friendship. You need to build friendship. And for you to solidify the transitioning, it is you building friendship with that person. For you to solidify that transitioning, for you to solidify that talking stage, for you to solidify that part, is when you build friendship with that person. Now, secondly, another importance of talking stage, another importance why the talking stage is important in developing a healthy and a strong relationship is that it's that point where you weigh your values, your principles, and your standards. Trust me, the talking stage is where you get to see all of these things. All of these things. I actually want to share an example, but no, maybe I'll do that much later, maybe in the next part. You see that, okay, now when some people now come to tell you that, okay, they are celibate or they are done with smoking or they are done with playing sporty, when they tell you something like that, and you know, before they used to do that, you know, it is possible that maybe the person they actually fell in love with has that as a deal breaker for them. So they had to just leave all of that for the sake of that relationship. Right? Now, you can actually love somebody from a distance, but as a believer, you know that you can't be unequally yoked with a non-believer. So it is during the hi, hello, what's up that you will know if this person is a believer at all, if this person is a receptive believer, if this person is a strong believer, right? You know if this person is ready to walk the walk. You know if this person, you know what this person holds in high esteem. You know what drives this person. You know the kind of principle this person lives by or lives with. right? So imagine leaving this particular aspect of your relationship or of the relationship and then just asking the person to be your girlfriend. So many untreated flaws and wounds are going to move in with you into that relationship. Things that you could have avoided. You see, the talking stage is where you deal with avoidable mistakes, avoidable pressures, avoidable situations. You deal with them in the talking stage. That is where you deal with them. So another importance of the talking stage is that point, or the stage, or the place where you weigh your values, your principles, and your standards. You know, it's from the talking stage that you can maybe increase your standard or raise your standard, so to speak, or maybe try to compromise. And when I mean compromise, I don't mean compromising for the bad reasons. I mean maybe making some certain kind of sacrifice. You get my point? And when I mean making sacrifice, I mean investing positively into the life of this person, when you know that it is going to yield something profitable for the sake of that relationship. Right. Jesus, I was almost close to saying praise God. God, oh. God, I beg. So lastly, anyways, I did get it too serious. Anyway, I don't like it. At least, if I can forget what I have to say, let's just move on. So lastly, on the importance of why you need to value the talking stage is that it's that point. That's pathology, right? I know that. I'm so sorry about that. But you know, another importance why the talking stage is something you must hold with high esteem is because it is that point where you get to it is that point where you get to access your level of compatibility. Right now, the talking stage is also that point where you get to know how far you can go with this person, how well you can go with this person, how deep you can go with this person. Right? You see, from number two, like from the number two point, you should have an edge as to whether you are a good fit for each other. And this is even beyond the physicals now. You know, initially, before all of this, I was saying, he has beautiful and fine lips, he has beard, he's dark. Those things are good. While those things are good, you need to also check for the important things, right? You know, there are some things that are good and are not so important, right? Right. Now, you need to, this is a point where you need to know, or you need to access and review your level of compatibility. It is from the talking stage that you know how well you can go with this person, how far you can go with this person, how deep you can go with this person. Your level of compatibility. How this person react and respond to situations, how you guys vibe, how you guys relate together, how you guys talk situations out, how you guys handle things. So really, the talking stage is a whole lot. It is a whole lot. So you can't even afford to joke with it. It can't be something you use to catch crews. As much as, because me, I love memes, and I can catch crews. Die. I can catch crews, oh. But then, there are some things that you suppose use brain. You get. And talking stage is one that you don't want to take with levity. Like, you don't want to undo anyhow. You get my point? So really, I hope you've been able to hold some things, and I hope you've learned and you've unlearned and you've, like, you know, your eyes have been opened to, you know, see the things that you probably did not see before, right? I really do hope that, and I'm sure you will. Thank you so much for joining me again and again and again and again. To my new listeners, trust me, you are in for a good one. You are in for a beautiful one, because on this podcast, we don't only have fun, we don't only catch cruise, we also learn the little yet significant things that pertains to relationship and life generally. So you are in for a good one, trust me. Yeah, you're in for a good one. And to my pod family, you guys are the best. You guys are the real G's. Like, you listening to me, you are valid. Do you know the Valentine episode that I published a day before Valentine, or was it 2 days before Valentine? Like, people are still listening. I still saw a notification that somebody listened today. Can you imagine? I was really surprised. I was amazed. Thank you so much for coming around, for always coming around. And excuse me, I want you to do me something. I want you to listen to this. I want you to share with your friends, right? And I want you to send me your questions and your reviews and your comments, because they mean a lot to me, so much to me. I know you've learned a lot, trust me. I know you have. Because even me, I actually learned some things while I was making my research, and even during the Vox Pop, I legit had to say some things to some people because they had the wrong mindset to talking stage and all. So thank you so much for joining me. I love you, Tori Toron, Tori Tese. Just like always, I remain your one and only melanin extract, melanin popping, your one and only chubby choco. Till the next time when we meet, bye. I do say I love you. Yeah, trust me. I love you. Always, always, I love you. Bye.